afternoon, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
Good, good, sir. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Tenancy. Could you state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. Daniel Manuel Gonzalez, 274867.
Okay. Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Gonzalez, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. Well, at this time, Mr. Gonzalez, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm asking, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 13, 2018, as verbally directed on August 9, 2018, says that you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well then, based on the admission of Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to move to find that he was a delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. The motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going over some information with you in the warrant. And then, sir, I'm going to give you an opportunity to present any information that's relevant to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Gonzalez was released from ADC custody on 4/30/2018 and arrested on 11/23/2018 by WSPD on new misdemeanor charges of shoplifting. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12/19/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 5/8/2019 with 71 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, unlawful use means of transportation, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.3. Mental health score of 1, substance use score of 1. No STG information is known. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release completed, 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody on 1/15/2019, he received a major disciplinary for a positive UA for testing positive for THC. Other arrest, 2011, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G2, B3. Status of charges, information that I have, defender pled guilty to charge on 11/27/2018, but I do not have the sentence that was imposed.
Was that for the shoplifting?
It was shoplifting.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your sister at 7068 West Prospect Valley Drive in Tucson. And then it looks like on May 11th, you were approved to reside at your own residence at 1252 East Craycroft Road in Tucson, Arizona. So what happened, sir? You were staying by yourself or what?
Yeah, I had a job. I stayed with my partner right there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
So it looks like you were working for XL Mechanics in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and when did you start working there? It looks like it says you worked there until mid-summer. Why did you start working there?
I moved to Douglas. I was working there back there for my rent. So I went to Douglas and I got a job there, and that's when I absconded.
So why did you wind up absconding? So it sounds like you were doing good. You were staying with your sister, and then you moved from there and went and got your own apartment, and what happened? You just relapsed and start back using drugs or what?
No, I couldn't afford my apartment. And I asked my parole officer if I could go to Douglas, but he said that I would take more time. So I went to Douglas anyways, and then that's when I messed up and just didn't go back to Tucson. At least I got a better job in Douglas for same thing at HVAC, but that's when I messed up.
Okay. Looks like you did have some UAs. You took one on May 11th, June 28th, and July 18th, in which they were negative, and then you failed to submit one in June 19th, as well as July 9th and August 6th. So did you relapse on the drugs when you went to Douglas, sir?
Yes, sir. I started smoking marijuana.
Okay. Was it just marijuana or anything else?
It was just marijuana.
All right. So how did you come in contact with the Douglas PD? Was it because you were shoplifting?
Yes, sir.
So what made you just kind of relapse, sir? Because it's kind of strange. You were working, you were staying with your sister, you were...
When I went to Douglas, I didn't check back in. I was validated already, so I was kind of worried about that. So I just started smoking marijuana again, and that messed up. I don't deserve a chance, but... I'm asking guys for it because I'm tired of
coming back and forth. Okay. All right, well, let me see if the board has any questions for you, sir. Some additional questions coming from the board. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing?
Just give me a chance, and I don't deserve it, but I'm tired of being here, and I don't like to do good. I completed the stage program, so that's what I could complete stuff, and just, that's about it.
Okay. Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. Gonzalez, I need you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. The board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I need you to remain silent while we're in discussion. Once we make a decision, I will get back to you with the board's decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Gonzalez was doing well, and he got out. He was staying with his sister. He got a job, and he was working, and was able to get his own place, and he stayed in his own place for a while, but he said he couldn't afford the rent, so he decided to go to Douglas. He did contact his PO, according to Mr. Gonzalez. PO told him it was going to take a little while for that to take more time for that to actually happen, but Mr. Gonzalez decided to go ahead on to Douglas, and he went to Douglas and kind of gave up and started back to smoking marijuana and just kind of being on his own. It's kind of disappointing that he was doing so well and decided just to give up and go back. If he would have maintained contact with his PO, he probably wouldn't be here before us now at this time. He was an absconder for 71 days. Had he not been an absconder for so long, I would be more considered maybe trying to reinstate him on his community supervision. However, you can't overlook the 71 days and the fact that he did start to use marijuana and violate his parole as well as cut off his contact with his parole officer. So I don't see Mr. Gonzalez being suitable to go back out or be reinstated on his community supervision. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Hearing no comments coming from the board, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Gonzalez, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second Ms. Woodhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 8th, 19th of this year. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, I want to wish you the best and thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. Thank you, as you put your CO3 on the line. Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes, sir.
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you please put the CO3 on the line?
There's no hearing.
Okay, is that the only one you have?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. You're going to hang up. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, sir.